JP Morgan files tokenized money market fund on Ethereum, and Solana JP Morgan filed a prospectus on May 12, 2026 for the JP Morgan on-chain liquidity token money market fund, a tokenized cash product issued natively on Ethereum and Solana, according to a Crypto Slate report covering the SEC filing. The decision matters because JP Morgan is the largest U.S. bank by assets and has spent years moving its on-chain experimentation away from permissioned rails. Picking Ethereum and Solana for a regulated money market fund pulls public blockchains into the heart of one of the most conservative product categories in traditional finance. A prospectus, not a pilot. A prospectus is not a press release. It is the formal disclosure document the SEC requires before a fund can be sold to investors, which means JP Morgan is past the proof of concept phase and into the regulatory plumbing. The on-chain liquidity token fund is structured as a money market vehicle, the kind of product corporate treasurers use to park short-term cash while earning yield on treasuries and repo. Issuing those tokens directly on Ethereum mainnet and Solana mainnet, rather than on JP Morgan's older Onyx-style permission network, is the meaningful detail. It signals that the bank's compliance, custody, and operations teams now consider both chains acceptable infrastructure for client cash, with a current fear and greed reading of 51 neutral, suggesting markets are absorbing the news without euphoria. Ethereum obvious, Solana notable. Picking Ethereum is the obvious choice. It hosts the majority of existing tokenized real-world asset value, including BlackRock's Budal Fund and Franklin Templeton's Benji, and has the deepest pool of institutional custodians, auditors, and middleware vendors. Solana is the more interesting choice. JP Morgan is not the first big issuer to put a regulated product on Solana, but it is the first U.S. money center bank to do so for an institutional cash product. The implicit endorsement gives Solana something it has lacked in the institutional pitch deck, a top-tier bank willing to write its name on the prospectus. As of May 13, 2026, SOL trades at $95.68, up 7.66% over the past week, while ETHEA sits at $2,221, up 1.6% on the day. Running the same fund across two chains also gives JP Morgan optionality. Different counterparties will prefer different rails, depending on settlement speed, fee profile, and which custody platforms they already integrate. The tokenization stack keeps growing. The filing lands in a quarter where on-chain treasury and money market products have moved from curiosity to a recognized category. BlackRock filed for a second tokenized fund on the securitized rails earlier this month. Morgan Stanley's MSBT pulled in $194 million in its first month with zero outflow days, and tokenized real-world assets crossed $30 billion in total value, a tenfold expansion in 2 years. JP Morgan is moving into a category that already exists, but its scale changes the math. The bank manages roughly $4 trillion in assets and has the corporate treasury relationships to direct meaningful flow into whichever tokenization stack it builds. Gaps in the prospectus. The prospectus does not specify launch date, target assets under management, or whether the fund will accept stablecoin subscriptions directly. It also does not name a custodian or transfer agent for the on-chain tokens, both of which will matter when the product actually goes live. Issuers like Securitize, Anchorage, and BitGo are the obvious candidates given existing relationships in the space. There is also no disclosure on whether the fund's tokens will be transferable between holders on a peer-to-peer basis or whether they will require whitelist approval, which is the model Budal uses today. That detail will determine how much secondary market liquidity is actually possible. Implications for the rest of 2026. Two outcomes are worth watching. The first is whether JP Morgan's institutional clients route material cash balances through this product once it launches, which would be the proof point that tokenized money markets can scale beyond the experimental tier. The second is whether other money center banks, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, file similar prospectuses in the next two quarters. JP Morgan filing first does not guarantee competitive response, but the precedent is now on the record.